Double Elvis.
Yeah, it's been a short 7 years. It's kind of crazy.
Got yourself a Grammy in that time?
I did manage to have the fortune of working on a project that would later receive a Grammy in a category that happens to award the engineers.
That's a humble answer.
This week on Lust for Live Boston, The Temptations, One Republic, and Neil Young all coming out to the town. I sit down with Grammy Award-winning everything man Brandon Johnson, and Jill Scott's finally coming back, y'all. Let's get it. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome to Lust for Live Boston. I am your host, the one who breaks down all of the events into a listenable list in podcast form, Cliff Notes. Welcome to Lust for Live Boston, and that's exactly what we do here. So we're going to get this whole thing started, wrap it up in 15 minutes, starting now with Wednesday. All right, first things first. Over at Crystal Ballroom, a little bit of drag for you. It's Full Spin Mariah Carey. It's Mariah Carey season, and you've got to live the legend that Mariah Carey is. Plus, that's featuring a few people from RuPaul's Drag Race, so that's good enough reason to get over there alone. That's over at Crystal Ballroom. On Wednesday, make sure you get to the gig. Also on Wednesdays over at Brighton Music Hall, you've got Kenny Mason bringing the Ruffs tour. You've got to get over there. Kenny Mason is an up-and-coming talent. That's going to do it for Wednesday. Let's head over to Thursday. All right, I got something a little bit different for you over at Crystal Ballroom. It's a steamy solstice. The Poetry Brothel is an immersive literary cabaret that fuses poetry, activism, burlesque, and magic in one-on-one poetry readings. That's more than enough reason to check out Crystal Ballroom. If that's not enough, stay tuned. I got more for you at Crystal Ballroom later this week. But also, you've got Zopa. If you don't know who Zopa is, you've got Michael Imperioli, who I think has been on fire for a while as an actor. He's killing it right now on White Lotus on HBO Max, but he's also got his band Zopa, who will be at Brighton Music Hall. So get to the gig. That's it for Thursday. Yes, yes, y'all. It's that time. If you don't know, you will now know that this is the part of the show we call the Inside Scoop. It's the part of the show that recognizes that this city would not be anything, including this podcast. This podcast wouldn't be anything without the creators, the makers, the movers, the shakers, all the people that make Boston do what it does every week. And we're just lucky enough to talk about it. And this time, in this Inside Scoop, we've got Dave Brophy giving us some insider information coming back from France to his home in Boston. What you got for us, Dave?
Hey, hey, this is Dave Brophy. I'm going to be playing drums with Will Daly this Friday, December 9th at the Crystal Ballroom. We just got back from 11 days in France, and we can't wait to play for a hometown crowd. See you there.
Yes, thank you so much to Dave Brophy, legendary percussionist in the city. Make sure you check out that show on Friday to see Dave rock. In the meantime, let's get back to the week. All right, first things first, out in Springfield, a little bit of comedy for you. It's a whole festival. It's called Roar. It's the funniest people in Massachusetts. A great way to end your year, but a good recap of all the amazing comedians coming out of Mass right now. This is over at the Armory at MGM in Springfield. And another thing I got for your Friday is the homie, Latrell James, is going to be at Paradise Rock Club with Moon Hooch. And that is set to be an amazing, amazing gig. So make sure you get to that gig. That's going to do it for Friday. Let's move on to Saturday. All right, you heard it at the top of the episode. And there's a few things I got to tell you about. Yes, that's right. The Temptations are going to be here. Last week, we had Patti LaBelle. Now we got The Temptations and The Four Tops at the Chevalier Theater in Medford. You've got to get to that. It's going to be a Christmas extravaganza. I was trying to figure out the words, but you got it. Also, you've got Deck the Halls Ball from Mix 104.1 featuring One Republic, one of my sleeper bands and my all-time favorites. That's going to be at MGM Music Hall in Fenway. Also at Roadrunner, you got the Brighton Bazaar, which is just a great place to get some good vinyl records. Last thing I got for you on Saturday is Andre Bocelli over at the TD Garden. A lot of Christmas insinuated music happening. I wonder why. Maybe it's because we're right in that season. But we're going to move on to Sunday now. All right, Let's talk about Sunday. Continuing on the Christmas theme, this will be a thing for the month, as you can already tell. But also, you've got the Jingle Ball, which I told you about in the drop many episodes ago. This is why you've got to listen to the drop and hold them down and mark them on your calendar. This is at the TD Garden, featuring so many artists. Make sure you check out that episode to figure out who. But also, you got Phil Rosenthal coming through, General Everything Funny Man. And this is the same person who wrote Everybody Loves Raymond. He's going to be at the Wilbur Theater, as most comedy legends are. And the last thing I got for you is another bazaar, but this time on the other side of the bridge. This is at Arts at the Armory in Somerville, hosting Night Shift Brewing. A great chance to get a good beer and maybe a vinyl. That's going to do it for Sunday. All right, it's Monday. And it's time we gotta wish happy birthday to the Sinclair, specifically their 10th birthday. They're gonna be hosting Deer Tick for an amazing birthday celebration. Get over to Harvard Square, see the gig. You also got Peach Pit, who's gonna be over at House of Blues. They are just continuing their upward motion for all the things that they do, and they deserve it. They put on a great show. Make sure you check that out. Another Christmas thing for you for your Monday. If you wanna start your week off right, you got the Rockapella Christmas show. These dudes can sing. If you love a good acapella set, they're gonna be over at the City Winery. That's it for Monday. All right, Tuesday. First things first, a little bit of rap in your life. You got Young Manny over at Middle East Upstairs, another artist on the rise, something to keep your eye out for, and you should just go see that gig. Last thing I got for you is over at the Cabot. You've got this docufilm that takes an intimate journey to Neil Young's farm in Northern California for the Harvest Barn Sessions. This is over at the Cabot. There's a little bit of an intro that is specifically for this viewing from Neil Young. Neil Young won't be there, but this is going to be an amazing documentary regardless. That's going to do it for our event highlights for this week. We've got to pay some bills now, I think. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We're going to pay some bills. And you know what? When we get back, we're going to give you more. Because that's all we got here is more and more for you. And coming up next, we got the drop. We've got the interview section. We've got the cultural update. So much. I'll talk to y'all soon. All right. Peace.
The drop. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. I hope you had a good break. And see, what they don't tell you about the break is that I spent some time in the future.
The future.
I go to the future and I find out what is worth our time. Something that we should mark our calendars for. Something that we should be looking forward to. And that's right. That's the whole point of the drop, y'all. During the drop, we break the hottest tour announcements that are happening, the hottest shows that are happening so far ahead that it's just important for you to know now. And this time, it's the Golden Woman herself, Jill Scott. Jill Scott, one of the R&B queens. Jill Scott, one of the greatest singers of our generation. Jill Scott is coming to MGM Music Hall in Fenway on March 29th. That's right. March 29th at MGM Music Hall in Fenway. Jill Scott will be blessing the stage. So get your tickets now because that show will definitely sell out. That's going to do it for our drop section for this episode. Coming up next, we've got our interview section. And this week, we sit down with a Grammy Award-winning engineer, a photographer, a filmmaker, a general everything man. Brandon Johnson is somebody you've definitely seen in the city, whether on stage taking photos, playing the saxophone, or even behind the scenes running engineer sessions for Grammy Award-winning sessions, or filming for folks like Hipstery. Brandon Johnson has been doing so much for the city, and he's got so much insider information on what's good to do while you're here. So listen to our interview, starting now.
I think when people come visit, we have to go to Dorchester Brewing, because
TVC.
It's one, you can get a nice little view. You can have a beer, taste some local brew beer. You can have a bite. They got M&M's barbecue.
Legendary.
You can get, oh yeah, legendary.
Only
black
get
owned
that in the truck usually.
Yeah, it's one of those, and that's the thing, man. Barbecue is tough to nail across the nation. So to be able to tell somebody like, no, I got a spot for you, and then just it's always hitting. It's that's something that's not to be taken lightly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, get a couple beers at Dorchester, sit outside, see a little bit of the little skyline, and then to take a stroll, man, that's a hard one for me because I'm always on my bike, and I'm like,
I was about to say,
don't y'all want to
take a bike ride too? That's also important.
Yeah, taking a ride. No, it's great. It's the really sweet thing is you can take there's a lot of bike trails around Boston, and you can bike up and down the Charles River. In fact, I would probably take somebody from Dorchester Brewing on a bike trail to Scullers, which is a jazz club, because it's just a really nice ride up the Charles River. Scullers is a really nice jazz club where I'd also want to share, like, that's a historic jazz club in Boston. So being able to show people, like, you know, the cultures that exist between, because you'll see a lot from the area that Dorchester Brewing is in going all the way to the area that the Doubletree that has Scullers is in. So it just, you see all the different colors, all of the different people, different environments, just like, and it's nice. I'm a person who loves to be close to water, and
big facts,
just biking on the river is you know, that would be a place to just stop, you know, 5-10 minutes, just kind of look at the water for a little bit, see the other side, wave at Cambridge, and just go from there. But, and it can all be done in, like, you know, 30 minutes. It's not like it doesn't have to be a long day. I mean, the day itself could be a couple hours, but, like, you don't have to be on your bike for a long time. I have a lot of friends that are like, well, how long is it going to take? Yeah. Like, don't worry about it, man. It's going to be a nice ride. Don't worry about that.
Thank you so much to Brandon Johnson. Make sure you follow All Things Harmony to stay up to date with the many things that Brandon does across the city, because it's so much and he's only adding more. But I think that sound means it's time for us to talk about what's happening in the culture. Let's get it. All right. First off, sad news. You may have seen this via their Twitter page, but Good Life is officially closing its doors very soon. They just announced this. I think that at the end of this year, they will no longer exist. We had a great conversation with Mark Maron a few episodes, just shouting out all the good stuff Good Life has done for the culture. So thank you and salute Good Life for all that you've done. Whew. So many good times over there at Good Life, no pun intended. Last thing I got for you on the cultural update side of things is if you go over to NEFA.org, you will find the Public Art Learning Fund has opened and will be closing on December 19th. It's $500 to $2,000 for professional learning and development opportunities for people who are interested in getting involved with public art or who are already involved. That's a great thing. We love that. We love public art. That's going to do it for our cultural update for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in next week for more as we keep you updated. Yes, another episode of Lust for Live Boston is in the books. We did it. We made it through another week, and we are just going to keep looking forward to the next week and keep you updated. Special thank you to our inside scoop, Dave Brophy. Make sure you check him out with Will Daly on Friday at Crystal Ballroom. And also thank you to Brandon Johnson, a.k.a. All Things Harmony, for being a great interview. This episode was recorded and produced by me, your host, Cliff Notes. Additional production, engineering, mixing, and writing by the Hipstery team at Hipstery Studios. Executive producers, Jake Brennan and Brady Sadler. Hey, keep following us on Instagram. Keep shouting out all the beautiful things that are happening in our city. Email us if you've got some insider knowledge. Thanks for tuning in every week. We just gonna keep giving you the events to the sound of the beat. All right, y'all. Peace.